This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, March 28th, God's word for you today is the flow. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 2, verse 7 to 8, which says, "But he poured himself out to fill a vessel, brand new, a servant in form and a man indeed. The very likeness of humanity, he humbled himself, obedient to death, a merciless death on the cross." Humility flows when we defer to our peers and our subordinates. Humility flows when we give up our privileges. Humility flows when we take a lower position. Humility flows when we choose to be vulnerable. Jesus models true humility to us. Meanwhile, so many people erroneously think that being vulnerable is a weakness. So, people are in relationships, but they are covering up their feelings, shielding themselves because they want to appear strong. Listen, I am not saying you should be a crybaby to everyone that comes along, but there are certain relationships in your life you just have to be vulnerable in. If you do not have any of such relationships, you are in deep trouble. You should have a relationship where you can safely bear yourself. This is me, and you know you will not be judged. The marriage setting is a classic example of relationships. When one spouse refuses to be vulnerable to the other, guess what will happen? When one person is not being vulnerable, protecting himself or herself, not giving all, you are giving but you are keeping trouble ahead. A mother said to her newly married daughter, "Your husband is wealthy. Collect his money. Give it to me so that I can build a house for you, so that when he kicks you out of the house, you will have a place to stay." The day that daughter agrees to her mother's proposal, she has agreed to the disintegration of her marriage, because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If you are gathering money for the day your marriage would disintegrate, it is going to disintegrate. I'm not cursing you. I'm just stating the obvious. Should you put your all into your marriage? Yes. Otherwise, do not get married. Stay single. There is nothing wrong with being single anyway. Jesus was single, and he is our greatest model till today. He chose not to marry. He had ladies around him. There was Mary. There was Martha. Ladies that were kissing his feet. Paul was once married, but though he lived all his Christian life single, separated from his wife. And Paul was by far the greatest apostle of their time, perhaps till date. If you chose to get married, you need to get in naked and unashamed. If you have aces up your sleeves, you are asking for trouble. Humility flows when we choose to be vulnerable. Humility flows when we obey God no matter what. Philippians 2 verse 7 to 8 says, "When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross." When you obey God no matter what, humility flows. I would have given you examples of my life, but I do not want to suggest to you that I am humble. Humility is a tricky thing. When you claim you have it, you don't. So I will not give you my own examples. But there are things that God will tell you to do that will not make sense to anyone else. Humility is obeying God no matter what. Let us pray. Father, I admit that I cannot be humble in my strength. Therefore, I yield my heart and my will to you. Help me embrace and flow in humility. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.